And now, ProWrestling.biz presents the Chan Man Wrestling Podcast with your host, Chris Chandler.
We are live here on the Chan Man Wrestling Podcast. Yeah, we made it week three, Scott.
Week three.
We are.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, we are. We're good. We're here. So tonight we have Gary Dammer from ASW Wrestling, the owner, the legendary, the Mr. West Virginia Wrestling. He's going to be on the podcast. We also have one half of the ASW Tag Team Champions and the current ASW Heavyweight Champion, the Knockout Specialist Rocky Rage, will be on the podcast tonight. We talk about his upcoming match with the Hardys, which we had Ron Mathis on last week. You're learning more and more
I'm learning.
What's going on in ASW. We just literally saw a video before we went online with Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy talking about Rocky Rage and Ron Mathis. We'll share more about that later on here in the podcast. They'll be calling here. They'll be calling Ashley around 8:10. They'll be in the next couple minutes.
We're coming in hot.
Yeah, we are a little behind. We apologize for this. Yeah, we're still working on getting the sound and everything signed up. Rocky and Gary will be calling in around 8:10. We're trying to work on getting the sound up. But hey, everything's good, man. We got a good podcast.
Other than us being a little bit late.
What's
somebody
that?
Had to go to dinner. But
hey, you know, I had to have a few Steve Weisers, and that's what I'm drinking here tonight. You know,
yeah.
I'm really proud of that. Let's get to our sponsors first, just before we introduce Gary and Rocky. Chan Man Designs, of course, I gotta promote that. If you are a wrestling promoter, of course, you know, I do awesome work. You know, put myself over. If you're looking for a very reasonable price, affordable, fast turnaround, I'm telling you what, man, I get that stuff out left and right. Contact me at chanmandesigns@gmail.com or look me up at chanmandesigns.com. And if you mention you listen to the podcast, I'll give you 10% off. And another, this is a free shout out that I'm doing this weekend, and me and her talked about it. If you were in the West Virginia area, it's Rooster Crow Beard Oil. It's a homemade beard oil here in West Virginia. Scott, you literally just put some of this on.
I literally just put it on. It is fantastic.
It's fantastic.
It smells great. It feels great. It makes your beard soft. And I'm actually can say that it does not make your beard itch.
It does not.
It is great.
You can go to Hair at Marsha's down in Nitro and pick up some. Tell her the Chan Man Wrestling Podcast sent you over there to get it.
And you might as well get your hair cut because they do a fantastic job.
Marsha and Drew both do a great job. And once again, I want to thank ProWrestling.biz and Greg DeMarco and the ProWrestling.biz. And ProWrestling.biz Radio Network. For everything they do for the Chan Man Wrestling Podcast. It's like I said, man. And if you will, please go to iTunes and leave us a not one, not two, not three, not four, but a 5-star review. Hey, man, we're getting better. It's a new podcast. We're starting out.
Yeah. I mean, we're only three episodes.
We're an independent podcast.
It's not like, you know, we're top notch wrestling podcast.
Yeah.
We're just a few guys that just enjoy wrestling. And just want to talk about it.
So after we get done with the interviews, we will talk. We'll talk more about what happened on Raw, SmackDown, 205, NXT, and we'll go over last week's TNA.
I'm actually caught up on TNA. I'm proud of myself.
There you go, man. And you know, we'll talk more about that. But also, we'll go ahead and promote some stuff here real fast. Check out ASW Wrestling next Friday at the Madison Civic Center in Madison, West Virginia for ASW Broken Resolution featuring Impact Wrestling's superstars and one of the best tag team in the world, the Hardys. Matt and Jeff Hardy will be on hand for ASW Broken Resolution. And let me tell you something, a little treat for all the fans. This will be a special Impact Wrestling TV taping match. They will tape the tag team match for an episode of TNA Impact on Pop TV. Or should I say Impact Wrestling presented by Anthem Energy or Anthem Sports.
Whatever.
I'm really looking forward to it next Friday at the Madison Civic Center, Madison, West Virginia. Let me tell you what, man. I work for ASW, and I'm very proud to say I work for ASW. I'm one of the social media guys. We have been selling tickets like crazy. Folks, Tickets go off sale Monday, offline. Now, of course, you can walk up and buy your tickets at the door, but to get that half an hour early meet and greet, let me tell you what, man. This is probably the best ticket sales we've had at ASW since I've been working with ASW. Now, I know back in the day they used to have really good numbers down in Gilbert and all that, but I'm very looking forward to it. This show next Friday. We're trying to get our audio worked here. Like I said, folks, I'm a little behind because I went out to dinner with some friends tonight. I apologize. like I said, man, I needed some...
It happens. We're human.
Yeah, I needed some...
You got to eat. You got to eat.
Well, I needed more... It was more Steve Weiser's for me.
Yeah, same difference.
So...
That's the lobster. You
okay.
You all can't hear yourselves, but that's what's coming out. You don't.
Okay, we're sorry for the delay here. We're listening to our live stream.
And there's a delay on it because it goes to the computer and then goes out to the internet. So there's about 5-10 second delay. And so now, and there's a pause that we just made because you all can't hear those because someone went to dinner.
I apologize. Do we have a phone call? We have Gary calling in or
hold on. Let me check the switchboard and see if he's trying to call in because you. If I can't get you, okay. There's already both of them are actually on the switchboard except you all won't be able to hear them.
Yes, we are trying to work. If you guys give us a second here for a second, we're trying to get the headsets working in real well so I can hear you guys. We'll put you on here in a second. We apologize for the delay.
Yeah.
I apologize.
We might have to hook that back on there.
Hold on. Let me try something.
So... It's live, man.
Let's kill some time.
This is what Vince McMahon used to say. If it's live, it's real.
It's live, it's real.
Yeah.
So, to Rocky and Gary, we're trying to get you guys on board. I apologize again. We can't hear you guys if we answer. So, we're getting that fixed right now. Like I said, man, we're about a half an hour delay because of me.
We are a half an hour.
I'm a half an hour delay. So...
Well, I guess we can start with the wrestling stuff. How about the big one of the more tragic events that happened?
Yes, we were going to do a Tim Bell salute, which we will do.
We can do that whenever you want to.
Yeah, we can do the Tim Bell salute. We'll do it here in the podcast. But yes, of course, the wrestling world lost the Superfly, Jimmy Snuka, today or over this week. You know, he's up there in heaven with Rowdy Piper, man. You know, they've had some rivals and.
Roddy
probably
met him at the pearly gates
with
the coconut.
Yeah, with the coconut. Yes, he did. Coconut ready. And it just bugs me. We'll talk more about this in a segment. That, you know, that whole trial was brought up 20 years later.
Right.
We'll bring that up here later on in the segment. Because, I mean, the guy was ill. And they knew he was ill. And they brought this up to him. Eric Bischoff said it perfect on Bischoff on Wrestling the other day. You know, it was bullcrap. It was bullshit.
No. I mean, at least he passed with a clear name. They did clear him of all charges, so at least he did have some closure there, but it's still, it's never easy to lose a legend.
No.
Nope.
Keep talking. All right. We're working on it here, folks. I apologize to Rocky and Gary real fast. Like I said, man, I was a little behind here. As always, and by the way, if you have any questions, you can still write them under the comments. Question boy right here, the Nashville Scott. We can hear. And all right, so we can. Can you hear?
I can hear.
All right. Well, as a matter of fact, this is perfect. This is perfect.
Yeah, there's no
delay.
Yeah,
we definitely
delay
need to
nothing.
Do this on this one.
Okay,
all right, so we're gonna connect to the Knockout Specialist Rocky Rage and ASW owner Gary Dammer. So, can we?
Hey guys,
I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
Can you guys hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear myself and Rocky and all of you. All y'all can't hear me.
Anyone?
Yeah, I had that problem when I called in. Couldn't hear. I mean, I could hear you guys, but I couldn't speak, and y'all couldn't hear me. Yeah, during the big snowstorm.
Yeah, me and Rocky can hear each other. I can hear you, Rocky.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I
am
hear everybody.
Emailing Rocky right now and asking him if he's still on. So if Rocky or Gary's on, we are live on the podcast. This is what we get.
I'm going to make sure I didn't mute you all when I hit that button.
Gary says, I'm here. Can you hear me, Gary? I can hear you. We can't hear him, so he can hear us. We're working on that.
And he can hear Rocky.
He can hear Rocky, too. So we just can't hear them.
Okay. Where's the mix-up? Now I got to figure out where the mix-up is.
Okay, folks. We apologize. Again, we are working on this every week.
Eventually, we're going to get there.
Eventually, it's going to be like a pretty badass podcast. So if anybody's...
Well-oiled machine.
Yeah, well-oiled machine.
Hopefully week four.
Hopefully week four. Maybe week five, we'll have that five-star review.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
So we're working on here, guys. Bear with me here for 1 second here. Like I said, I was at I just called back. So Rocky just called back. So he answered. So we're still trying to. So Gary, he said he can hear. We can't hear you guys. So we're working on that.
Yeah.
Just a smidge of a glitch.
Yeah, just a small glitch. It stinks whenever that happens.
This is the first time we've had double call in too, so we're
right.
Trying to hit both of them.
Normally it works flawlessly.
Yeah,
we're still working on this setup. So
yeah, we have a different setup that what you know, like a lot of people work with. We have a little different. So just bear with us. Stay on. We'll get you guys on here. We're a few minutes. We're actually 8 minutes behind schedule. It's all Scott's fault.
Yeah, it's all my fault.
So pull up. Drink you a Steve Weiser.
Yeah, just
don't blame Scott.
Settle in for the ride.
Yeah, now we can't hear. So, all right.
Oh, we're going back to old school.
Going back to the old faithful computer here. So bear with us.
I can't reach.
Okay. Me and Scott had to switch out the headphones here because
I'm a little further away from the.
You're a little further away. I'm over here about the beer.
Actually, I got the whole.
Yeah, actually, you got the beer beside you, so maybe I should have switched the chairs. See here.
No, I got the comfy one.
Yeah, you do get the comfy chair. Bear with us for 1 second, guys. I appreciate it. So yeah, man. Something big happened for you this weekend in wrestling world. You're a big Kurt Angle fan.
Yeah, for me, it's Kurt Angle. I mean. Finally.
Finally. All right. We are live. Can you guys hear us?
I can hear you all fine. Can you hear me?
Okay, still trying to work on that.
You still there, Rocky? Hello?
What is it?
Okay.
You can hear me and you.
Can you guys hear us?
Yeah, I can hear everybody. Yep, still here, everybody. I'm sending them a message. Okay.
Well, at least they're patient.
Here.
What if this is a ribbon they can hear us the whole time?
We can text messages.
Yeah, we can text messages. So, we can answer text messages. So, Gary, how's everything going? I'll have a Facebook message. Oh, pretty good. Again, guys, I apologize. So, yeah, we got the same problem that we did on this. And actually, that was better.
Yeah, I have a delay.
Yeah,
I'm
real bad. Yeah.
So, until I figure out exactly what you're doing.
Yeah,
can you still hear me?
What's going on?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I think this is a rib, and they're totally doing this right now.
The only thing I am trying to change was the headphone effects, and so that you all could hear everything back to the mixer. But the it's acting like
exactly
the switchboard on.
So Gary, thanks for joining the podcast. I have a few questions for you. How you doing tonight?
Yeah. It might have disappeared whenever I will. Let me double check.
Okay, we are still on here for a second. Bear with me. It's something going on with our Blog Talk Radio. Everything's sticking in real well with us on the other side. We apologize. We're trying to get Gary and Rocky on board.
Just the rib.
Maybe we should have them sit on the phone the whole time. Maybe they can just have them call back. They don't have to sit on the phone.
Yeah.
And once we figure it out, have them call back.
We might
I'm afraid to hang up and call back.
You saw them. They've got some stuff in the
What if we
yeah.
jump one at a time?
Yeah, we're gonna put a 10-minute salute and all that stuff now, and we'll try to figure this out.
I don't know, dude.
Okay.
probably should have had all this worked out before we called.
We're trying to work on this. I'm actually gonna call Gary real fast.
We're gonna go to the first ever break, and we're gonna put some music on, see, hear everything, and a couple tests, and. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you can hold him, tell him to tell me what to do. Do I hang up and call back? So if you get a hold of him, let
okay.
him know if they podcast you
really
first.
Hour from 8:30 to
if I need to stay on the line, if I need to call back.
Okay,
we got
stay on.
Wonder what's going on.
You're ribbing us. That's what's going on. That's the rib.
Call my house.
Is that Chandler's ringtone?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I can hear you.
This is the first. I've done a few podcasts. This is the first.
Well, I guess this is the...
Okay.
I guess this is the break.
Also known as... on Chris Chandler's playlist. They're listening to us, bro. I know I need to have Saint Swim on here and tell Saint to hold on and they go to break and take Nickel out. I don't know if you can hear me, but. Can you hear me, Gary?
Hey, Rocky.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm going to call you on the house phone. And we're going to three-way him. See if that works, okay?
Excellent. Yes.
So, hang up your phone. I'll call you on your... You want me to call the house line or your cell phone?
Whichever. Don't
ask. Okay. I will call you.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, guys, we are a little behind here, but we are finally fixed. We think we fixed the problem. We are actually listening to ourselves on the live feed, so we're a little...
Yeah, we're going to be on a 5 to 10 second delay here.
Yeah,
so,
for us it will
yeah,
be. Well,
so
we
if you hear us pause, just that's the reason behind it.
So, there you go. We're actually like 15 seconds. So we're here. We're live. So once we can get here, Rocky and M here, call here in a few minutes, we'll know what's going on. So we don't have no phone calls yet.
No, they haven't called back.
They haven't called back yet. So again, folks, we apologize. We're a little delayed. We're going to hopefully get this up and going. We're going to work on the modem. We got one of the best producers out here. I believe in him. I believe he's going to get it done. We're going to give each other a high five right here.
Okay.
And we have a phone call in. So.
Okay, guys, this is the, like I said, this is where Gamer and I have to let them talk. If they talk about something, let them talk.
Yeah. All right, we're joined by Rocky Reyes and Gary Dammerd from ASW Wrestling.
And we're on the delay.
And we're on a huge delay, by the way, guys, so bear with us.
Hey, can you guys hear me? Hello?
Apparently not.
Hello. Okay, never mind.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, man. I don't know. They might click. Be able to click it in. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
we can hear you pretty
tuning.
Well, Rocky. Sorry about the delay, brother. We're a few minutes late.
Look, I thought this was a rib the whole time.
Apparently, it still is.
Oh, see, it told you they're ribbing us in the lab.
So we are here. Sorry, guys.
Can you all hear us?
Hello.
Jeez.
Hold on.
No, this is not a rib. I apologize to you, man. We are live here on this. No, we're just a little delayed. We're actually having to listen to each other live on our podcast on the live feed, and we're a little early, but we cannot figure out how it's going on with the computer. So.
Okay, so you can hear us.
Doubtful.
No, I think there's a delay or something.
Yeah, this, yeah, there were like 25 seconds delay. Again, man, we apologize to everybody. Like I said, man, we're having a hard time connecting our headsets. They can hear us perfect, and that's great, but we cannot hear them. We're trying to figure out where we can speak to them really well. So if they can hear us, let us know, which I don't think they can.
I think they can hear us.
We just can't hear them. Yeah, exactly. We didn't have this problem last week, but like I said,
two weeks ago when Scott tried to call.
Yeah, we had this problem 2 weeks ago when Scott tried to call in from a area where it's snowing in pretty good. Are there a way we can call them, or
we don't have a sideline.
We don't have a sideline yet, so yeah.
What about speakerphone on a cell phone?
Could you do a speaker?
If we keep it in the mic.
We're going to talk about some wrestling.
So, Gary and Rocky, if you're on, bear with us. Stay on board. I apologize. I mean, I don't know how many times I can apologize, but we will get this fixed here. Jonathan's working on it. Like I said, we were literally like 20 minutes behind because of my situation. So,
yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, we are. So we're going to talk. So we're going to talk some Raw.
All right, let's start with Raw. It was funny, as last week I gave Monday Night Raw so much crap because it has been pretty crappy. This week I was actually really, I thought it was a really good show.
We started with the match, of course. You know, everybody came out, Roman Reigns, Jericho, Owens, and all them, and Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar came out, and that had it a brawl. Pretty much a Royal Rumble brawl, but besides, you know.
And Lesnar looked good, you know, coming off his big loss to Goldberg.
That's right.
Come in and just decimated all the faces.
Which Bill Goldberg will be on Monday Night Raw next week. So, and, you know, the very first match was, Enzo or.
Yeah, it was Enzo and Kaz.
Enzo and Kaz versus Jinder Mahal and Rusev. And Enzo and Cass was victorious.
Yeah. It was nice to see Enzo back in the ring. He still looks a little hobbled.
Yeah, a little hobbled.
Yeah. But you can definitely tell he's still feeling the effects of whatever it was that injured him. I know they did a storyline injury, but you never know.
That's right. It was a hotel incident, and which I was pretty cool to see WWE do something like that, a hotel incident. I really enjoyed that because it was kind of like going out of their comfort level, which they've been in a while. And with them
looked
to
like,
do that.
Looked like the old Attitude Era.
Exactly. It reminded you of the old Attitude Era, you know, especially when they had like the Dawn Marie, Tori Wilson, you know, Judgment Day.
That's funny.
Lesbian
that, you bring
scene.
That up.
They had, it's one of my favorite
HLA.
Scenes. Yeah, that's right. Hot Lesbian Action. And then the second match was the 205 division. It was 605 division, I guess. You've heard, not 605. It was the 205 division, the cruiserweight division. It was
Aria Daivari and
Aria
Dante
Daivari.
Dorado.
Yeah, and Daivari was victorious, and which led into Tuesday's 205 incident, which a match you really enjoyed.
I really did enjoy that match, yeah. But,
and that was the Raw Tag Team Championships, and looked like the club got.
I finally thought they had the titles too,
and
I thought when they hit the Magic Killer, the ref was down. I didn't expect the other ref to come out. I just thought it was going to be a delay. Shane's going to get up, bro kick, game over. Saw the other ref come out, and I was like, finally, and then you know. Why are the heels though? Why are they the ones getting screwed out of the title? It seems like every time they win the titles, they get them taken away from them. Or am I just the only one noticing that?
You know, you're right. You're right. It's exactly right. And like you said, man, I thought the club was going to win the titles. I thought the titles were theirs, and of course they were frustrated afterwards, and they took it out on Sheamus and Gazzaros, and which I think will lead into a match at the Royal Rumble.
Which I'm hoping for. I would, you know, give them a little more time. And
yeah, exactly.
No
which
commercial
I don't
know
break. How much more time you can give them, but
yeah, the Royal Rumble is a big event, so you know you probably got a 4-hour show.
Yeah, I don't know if it's gonna. Yeah, I don't know how that's gonna work out. And then the we had another cruiserweight division match, which did not last long at all.
No, it never even took place.
It never took place.
The Devil came out, took Swan out, took Nice out.
Yeah, we had actually there. So like, apparently there was 3 cruiserweight matches scheduled for Raw. If you look at the list that we have right here,
right,
we got another match coming up here in a second. So. Yeah, Rich Swann got taken out, and the match never happened with Tony. He actually took Tony Nese out, too.
Mm-hmm.
So Neville is on a roll right now. And
yeah.
He's really wanting that purple Barney title.
Yeah. He looks like a monster compared to the other two.
Yeah, he does.
And he just it literally looks like if I was standing next to Brock Lesnar.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. And then we had the New Day segment with them coming back out, and of course, Titus O'Neil, once again, I guess now he's circled around, he's faced every member of the New Day. I guess maybe next week we'll have a 3-on-1 handicap match.
Yeah, I don't understand the story.
But I guess they have to do something with the New Day after the tag title. So we had that going on. And New Day, or Kofi, was it Kofi? Or Big E?
It was Big E.
He had put up his position, to face Titus O'Neil. And he was victorious over Titus O'Neil. So Titus O'Neil is not in the Royal Rumble. I bet you Batista is having a heyday on that because, you know, Batista's big on Titus O'Neil.
Yeah, and he's a multi-time
World
Rumble champion.
Yeah,
himself,
twice.
Actually.
He won it in 2005 and 2014.
Yeah,
2014. He won Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan, and Daniel Bryan's victorious. So, then again, we had another 605 or 205. 205 match here. It was Brian Kendrick versus Cedric Alexander, and Alicia Fox was not on ringside until later on in the match. She showed up,
right?
And
I'm actually big on the Cedric Alexander. I was a fan in Ring of Honor of his.
Yeah.
And you could tell, he dropped a lot of weight to get in the Cruiserweight Classic, and
20 pounds, I think they said.
And he looked solid in the division. He looked like he belongs there.
I have a Cedric story, which is really good, considering last May he worked a show for John Cooper up over across the hill from Marmette. What's it called? Fire department.
Racine.
I think it was Racine Fire Department, and he came in May, and so if you do the math, he was in the Cruiserweight tournament in August. He looked like he was already in shape in May. And that was the show he accidentally almost killed the photographer, Mark. and that was literally an accident because he, either Mark was paying attention to where they were or what it was. But Cedric ended up getting thrown out literally on top of Mark, and it blew his knee out. He had to wear a brace for a couple months. And Cedric, I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, it's just a dangerous game to be in, I guess.
Yeah, it is a dangerous game. Folks, again, we are working on it. Please bear with us. We got a lot of...
Yeah, we got a lot of fixes.
Get it fixed. We're trying to get it fixed. Jonathan Miller's...
Well, I think maybe this connector has finally given up the ghost. It might be the kind of connector that I'm using.
Might be a one-man game here in a second.
Well, no, do you have like a small set of speakers I can throw like under the desk?
No speakers.
See, this is because you would be. I'm trying to, because if I can keep it to where you all can hear something and not come back up to echo, that's the only reason we use headsets. Well, really, it's because we don't hear it echo in the.
Well, let's try it real fast and see how it will do on the computer and see how we can...
Hold on.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we apologize. Let me...
Like I said, I can throw that under
the table. Yeah,
because it's working through the speakers. You can hear it loud.
Yeah.
And then we'd be able to hear them through this. But that's the issue.
So, what... If you hook up one microphone.
Hold on.
Sorry about the loud noise here, folks. Okay. I can hear me fine. So yeah, we have a technology in the park.
Technical issues. This.
Okay, so we're just live by myself. So
we just keep the colors.
Okay, so are they still on?
No, but hold on. If they call in, they can hear you now, you can hear them.
I can hear them.
You should be able to hear them. Scott won't be able to hear them.
Yeah, I won't be able.
But you're still technically on too.
Oh, so you can still hear me through the mic.
Yeah, you're still on. You just can't hear anything.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. As long as we get the podcast going, I'll take the sacrifice there a little bit.
Call him back.
All right. So, he's on the phone. I guess we're gonna talk about the main event of Raw we hadn't got to, which was the 6-man tag between Strowman, Owens, and the new United States Champion Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
And then you got Rollins, Reigns, and Sami Zayn, who in the backstage segment, I don't know what he was trying. Was he trying to do a Dean Ambrose sort of thing? Because it didn't work out. It was funny, and but the match itself was really good. I'm not, I'm not big on the six-man tag matches, but this one actually kept my interest. And then the ending with the brawl and Reigns getting powerbombed through the announce table, which was nice to watch, because usually it's the other way around. It's usually Owens going through the table, or anybody that goes against Reigns is going through a table. Pretty much. But Raw, actually, I thought it was really good. I stayed up for it. I normally don't, because Raw hasn't been keeping my interest. I stay up for SmackDown. I normally don't stay up for Raw. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, so it's hard for me to stay up for the late shows. But, yep, you got to do what you got to do when you're on the podcast. Yeah, somebody does their homework and doesn't take off the B-dubs.
He's never gonna live this down.
No, he's telling you right now.
It's gonna be like, remember that third week in podcasting when Chris Chandler went to B-dubs? And when he should have been setting up so we wouldn't have any issues.
And then don't let him forget, comment on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Let him know that he messed up.
Matter of fact, Gary, yes, we are still live.
We're still live, and you can call in now, because I found out our technical issue. Our splitter has died. So that means Scott can't hear anything, but Chris can. So you can actually talk to Chris over our little setup here now, and he should be able to hear you and because this is the feed. This is the feed coming back through the microphone. So you should be able to hear the phone call now. Hold on, let me see if the switchboard lights up.
All right, guys, I apologize for everything here. Like I said, man, we are live. Everything can happen. We'll get a new splitter here in, this week.
And how much do they run?
Should be about 10 bucks. Right. I'm getting a bigger one because I need to hear stuff.
Yeah, so we'll get a splitter here. We got Gary and him calling back on. Again, folks, I apologize. I promise you we will get... I will never go to B-Dubs on a Thursday night or when a podcast is on the line. If I do, I'll go for lunch.
B-Dubs has some really good lunch
specials. They have a great lunch special. Maybe we need to get CC to sponsor it.
You work as a sponsorship out of that. Yeah. Then I won't complain about it.
That's right. I'll bet.
You're getting some free wings on Thursday night.
Exactly. So, Cece, we
not
love
bones,
you
though,
and that beautiful ass of yours. So, I said it here on the podcast.
Oh, that's
he has
that.
A,
I'm going to send that. Boom! I'm going to download that, cut that, and send it to her. This is exactly what
she knows what she has. So, you back on?
It should pop up here in a moment.
Okay, we're still waiting on Gary to call back, guys.
I'm
going to hold on. Hello?
914-803-4532.
Hello?
Why are you getting called?
That probably was an accident because he hung up right almost instantly.
Hello?
Yeah. 914.
Hey, brother.
914.
Yeah, can you call the that number I gave you?
914-803-4532.
Sorry about this, folks. He called me on my cell phone.
We want you to call the on-air line. Well, you should be able to hear us now. Like last week when Ron Mathis called and it worked great.
Yeah, it did work. I heard everything.
Ron, fine. I think it was all Ron. Ron is one of the best people in the world to work
with.
Yeah,
I enjoyed the conversation with him. I didn't get to talk much with him last week, but... He seemed like he loved the business, and he knew what he was talking about, which was...
Ron's one of the best people in the wrestling world. He does a Macho Man tribute that you can't ignore. It's great. But come on, Gary, call our hotline.
Yeah, I just sent him the number back again. So
come on, Gary, we're ready to go this time. We got 30 minutes to make this great.
We do. We literally have. Well,
there's a reason. There's a reason. Actually, I was talking to my friend, and she said, hey, you're running around at the right time. If you go too much past 90 minutes, you start to lose the audience.
Yeah, so.
And with all the technical difficulties, we need to hang around a good 30 minutes.
Yeah, we need to hang around here. So, Gary, hopefully you can get back. Man, this has been difficult. So
yeah, I don't think
this will not.
Because we went to beat us.
Well, I apologize.
You're gonna be apologizing for life.
I guess I will be.
For at least a week, at the very least.
At least next
like your opening statement next week should be apologizing about this week.
It's gonna be like a DX statement.
So,
Chandler will never go to B-dubs again.
So hopefully, is he?
No, it hasn't popped up yet. Come on, man, 914-803-4532.
Oh, heck, they're probably ribbing us now. They're tired of it.
They're probably ribbing us now. Like, no, we're not going to call back.
Nope, it's on them.
Clowns.
Yeah, so we were waiting because, like I said, we had a little technical problem. It was
our splitter.
Our splitter for our two ways, the microphones that we had, or the headsets that we had set up, it went bad. So it was a problem. It was nothing with Blog Talk Radio or anything to do with the new modem box or any of the computers.
It was something simple. Splitter.
It was something simple, a little $5 piece.
Yeah,
it literally cost us all this trouble and headaches. So,
45 minutes of headache.
Yeah, so we're trying to get Gary and Rocky back on board. And again, I apologize, folks. This is not the way we want to do this, but sometimes things happen. It's live.
Yeah, now it just feels like just three guys hanging out.
we're just hanging around drinking Steve Weiser's.
Yeah, but while they're waiting to call in, like I said, I can cue you when they call in.
Yeah, we can continue keeping up with
about,
the week of wrestling.
More about,
right?
Let's see, SmackDown, since you all covered Raw.
Yeah, I almost had to do it by myself. I guess here I'm going to go ahead and do SmackDown. I'm probably going to do SmackDown by myself, it seems like. Started off with the opening segment with Shane McMahon announcing the Elimination Chamber.
There it is.
That's
all the time I have for SmackDown.
That's right, we don't really care about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, the ASW owner, the legendary, the Mr. West Virginia Wrestling himself, Gary Danbury, finally on board.
Hey, can you hear me now? I guess you could hear me a while ago. I just couldn't hear nobody else.
Now he's getting
those
back.
Did you guys get all the conversation and the plugging of the show and all that? You guys got all that, right?
We still do not have Gary or Rocky?
Not again.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Did you press one?
Can you hear us?
Press one, whoever that is.
All right, go over SmackDown.
All right, yeah, let's go over SmackDown.
What? No.
More technical issues with this computer. So,
hold on.
Okay, so after Shane announced the Elimination Chamber, we had a little trash talk segment between AJ Styles and The Miz, which was fantastic. It was fun to watch, and Cena in the background doing the old snap sort of deal was pretty funny if you ask me. But you know, I'm the fanboy as they call me. But hey, it kept me entertained.
Can you hear me?
And apparently, we're trying to. So we'll get these guys on. So, and the first match ended up being AJ Styles and The Miz, which I believe ended in a no contest after AJ threw Miz into Cena, and Cena came in and gave both of them the attitude adjustment, held the title up, and left. And hopefully that's not a sign for things to come. You know, AJ's the hottest thing in pro wrestling right now. Well, maybe besides Kenny Omega, his name's out there a lot. Yeah. Man, SmackDown seems like a really small show when you put it in the.
There were three matches.
Of course,
you had. Jonathan's trying to figure out this, but we had the King's Corner. Remember?
Yeah, the King's
Jerry
Corner.
Waller,
yeah, with
Dolph Ziggler, and they're talking about the whole heart attack situation.
Yeah,
which was pretty cool.
That was different for WWE. They haven't really pulled that kind of stunt in a long time. You know. With it, you know, taking a tragedy and making it into a storyline, which was interesting. I get the whole him super kicking him in the chest. And I don't know if this is setting up a Ziggler.
Well, King is still
King
works.
Match.
Yeah, he can still work. I don't know if he would get past WWE physical, but he can't.
Can you hear me, Chandler?
But maybe JBL, where he came in, you know, maybe he can still.
Yeah, JBL can.
They even made a comment about it, which was pretty cool. But and then you had Ambrose versus Randy Orton after he coaxed Shane into giving the match against Orton, and Luke Harper cost Orton another match. which leads to next week a Wyatt family battle between Orton and Luke Harper, right? Not,
yeah, so yeah, it's Randy Orton versus Luke Harper, brother versus brother is how they're advertising it. The Wyatt families next week on SmackDown.
And I could see the whole making the and the family will be stronger next week. I'm thinking like maybe Rowan returns. Next
Can you hear me now?
Been doing all those TV spots, so wouldn't be surprised.
No, no, I wouldn't surprise me at all. And then the SmackDown Women's
Victoria and Lita.
This week's show, the I Forfeit match was absolutely my favorite match since 205 Live has started. I'm becoming a Jack Gallagher fan, Silent G. He's entertaining. You know, he's the extraordinary gentleman. He lets you know when he let Corey Graves know to move was great.
Is it still mad?
Guess they're still trying to figure out
the technical stuff. We are
with a half an hour left.
Yeah, we literally do. We got an hour left. We have a 2-hour podcast. But we're still. I mean, Gary's about to go into a movie, so I know we're not gonna have Gary here in a second.
So maybe we can just reschedule these two gentlemen next week.
Oh man,
I know it's hard. I know, but. The fans had a lot of great questions
for
Gary.
Yes, we let everybody down, and a lot. I mean, like I said, man, there was tons of questions here.
Yeah, a lot. And really good ones.
So yeah, man.
I know it's hard when you're booking people for podcasts and shows. That it's hard to get them to reschedule. You know, a lot of these guys are busy.
So you got the Burks. That water.
Yeah, so I'm trying to fix it with the water because that Mountain Dew gave me heartburn.
Yeah, folks, I'm going to call Gary here in a bit and see if we can reschedule him for next week, even though next week's going to be kind of hard because we do have the show the next day. But we'll see what we can do. I apologize to everybody. Jonathan just gave me the word that he's going to work on everything, and we're going to get everything back up and going the right way. If you listen to last week's podcast with Ron Mantis, we did not have this bad of a technical issue.
I don't think we have one technical issue.
I don't think we did either, besides the echoing and the mics. But, you know, we'll get that fixed, too. I believe in Jonathan. So, again, I apologize to Rocky and Gary and everybody who tuned in to listen to tonight's podcast. I'm disappointed. I know Jonathan's disappointed. You're disappointed. We had tons of questions, but we will get...
Tons of questions. I had actually a couple of my friends who were listening and
we'll have them call in. We can have them call in next week. We're going to do a new segment next
week.
Actually,
they told me their questions were actually really good questions, so we will save them for next week.
Yeah, we'll save them for next week. We're also going to do a new segment that me and you talked about earlier today before we started. We're going to go over SmackDown, We're going to go over 205 and NXT and TNA here in a second. But we're doing a new segment next week.
New segment.
What's the one thing you hate about high school, man?
Homework.
Guess what?
Because you got sports.
Well, yeah.
You know, then you had I worked after school. So
yeah,
then
you did.
I got homework.
So next week we are doing the very first Chan Man Wrestling Podcast homework review. We're going to tune in to an old WWE Network pay-per-view, and we're going to watch it. This is going to be a once-a-month thing we're going to do, and the fans can join in as well.
Actually, that would be a good idea. Maybe not this week, but maybe starting next week, have the fans choose the pay-per-view that we watch.
Exactly. So I choose.
Yeah, you choose this one.
I choose this one.
Okay.
And because of the figure that I'm out trying to find right now, because of Sting and the Macho Man and Lex Luger, I'm going with the Bash of the Beach.
96.
When Hogan turned evil.
Yeah,
turned to the black and white.
Yeah, turned to the black and white and literally changed the face of pro wrestling.
It did. And maybe we'll do something about, you know, maybe we'll do an episode with Shawn Michaels being a little bitch or something like that. No, I'm joking. But, you know, we'll start with this one. We'll review it next week. And speaking of Shawn Michaels, I don't know. Did we talk about Shawn Michaels last week?
We did. And then,
did you think he was going to enter the Royal Rumble? He's been promoting. I just listened to the Sam Roberts podcast with him. He said that he flat out said his wife flat out told him, she's like, why don't you take the big paycheck and go wrestle one more match? He said if he feels like if he can't do it full time, he don't want to do it at all. So,
and that's good. I mean, at least, you know,
he don't want to do a one-off. I mean, he said literally for 5 minutes last year at WrestleMania for a 5-minute spot that he had, he said he gained weight. He let himself go, and that it took him 6 months to get back in shape. Just for 5 minutes at WrestleMania for him to take his shirt off. For him to come out.
That was a great little segment, though.
Now, Stone Cold would have done the same thing. It would have been awesome. You know, Mick Foley had his gear on. Michaels had his gear on. Stone Cold didn't.
I don't see Dallas
316 shirt on.
I don't see Stone Cold at his age walking around in trunks now.
What? All right, we're going to go over We're going to go over 205 Live. If anybody has any questions, you can send them in.
And by the way, that is the chair. That is not me. If you guys can hear that, I don't know if you can, but that is definitely the chair.
Hey, now I'll call in right now to talk about Shawn Michaels. We had a question. that would be a boring segment about the show if we talk about Shawn Michaels, right?
Unless you know you add Bret Hart.
No, that would be a really boring segment if we talk about Bret Hart. Let's talk about Sting. That would be a great one. 205. You watched 205. I didn't.
I watched 205.
You watched NXT. I didn't. So this is going to be on you, man. Of course, I've been kind of quiet.
I mean, I already went over the I-Forfeit match. I kind of skipped over the first two because I was so invested into the I-Forfeit match. Because the build-up, they finally did a good build-up with the Cruiserweights.
Yes.
And it was entertaining. The gentleman's duel was fun to watch. And Daivari... I feel like they're using him like they did his brother, you know.
You know, I'm surprised they haven't brought brought Daivari back, and because you know how he said he was better than his brother and all this stuff, and he was doing the whole gimmick with that. I'm surprised they didn't have not brought Daivari
back. I personally wouldn't mind seeing like a cruiserweight tag team division, you know, with.
You talk towards the mic, not him.
Okay, so
like you know, like Gulak and Nice, or
yeah,
you know, and then you know, let's say
he's got it right.
Yeah, yeah. I talked. I mean, I can angle myself where I can.
I can hear him. There we go.
I'm trying to talk to him.
It really is like when you're used to talking to somebody face to face.
Yeah, you're
it's
used
hard
to
talk.
It's hard to talk straight into a mic.
So you know.
So Cedric Alexander, he had another match.
And he took the L in this one. Gulak took out both of his legs.
Yeah. So I mean, he beat former cruiserweight champion on Raw, but then he takes he loses.
It was back to back nights. You know, he's probably pretty tired.
Okay, we're going to go with NXT here. It was last night on the WWE Network. We had Nikki Cross versus, one girl you guys had booked at XMCW, right? Kayla or Kenny, yeah. So, a local independent girl. And what's her name? Lindy's?
I couldn't tell.
We're talking about NXT?
Yeah.
Nikki Cross versus. They used a generic name for her last night, and I actually watched the match. It was a very short match, and I actually talked to her about it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was good. Let's just say, I said if they don't end up using her more, there might be some select messages being sent to a Mr. Levesque. But I said it was pretty good. Her name is on the independent scene. She works for Sean. She's part of Ring of Honor's Women of Honor. Her name is Kennedy Brink, and she wrestled Nikki Cross last night on NXT as Kennedy, quote, Lewis, which is my first. I said the first thing that came into my mind with that Lewis name was Lewis Tully, Central Park West. I was like, if you get that reference, then you know Ghostbusters by heart.
I wasn't a Ghostbusters fan myself, actually. So I wouldn't have got that. I love Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd,
but
Harold Ramis, and
I just Ghostbusters.
So Nikki Cross was victorious.
Yeah, it was basically
a squash match.
She got an elbow in. But I'm hoping she gets more. I'm hoping it works out to something more than just that type of stuff, because she's one of the hardest working people on the independent scene.
Then one of your favorites, former Ring of Honor champion?
Roderick Strong. I'm a big Strong fan, and he looked good. You know, got the sick kick in. You know, and just it was short. It was a squash, just like, you know, Nikki Cross's match.
There were three matches, and then we had TM61 versus The Revival. TM61 versus The Revival, former two-time NXT.
My favorite tag team.
Yeah, one of my favorite tag teams in the WWE, and I look forward to them coming over to SmackDown.
I do too. Because
right now, the American Alpha have nobody going after The Revival. I see the Royal Rumble. They'll be right
and those matches were great. So to see SmackDown Live get a tag team rivalry that's already been set up in NXT,
so
to come back on the big screen would be
TM61. They were victorious, and after that, one of the guys got injured.
Yeah. The Revival took out, was it Shane Thorne? I believe.
Like I said, I just know one of them got injured.
I know it's Nick Miller and Shane Thorne. It's remembering which one is which is what gets me. But I'm pretty sure it was Shane Thorne, because he's actually injured legit.
So if anybody has any questions, if you want to ask, I'm right here.
If you want to, I got a
question.
My buddy Matt sent in, and he said he had a good question. So I asked him, I said, well, let's hear. He said, if you were Triple H and you were scouting, besides the obvious names like Omega, Angle, etc., What guys would you go out for NXT and try to sign?
So if I was Triple H,
if
I was looking Ring of Honor, or can you hear me, Roy? Can you?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, if I was in Ring of Honor and TNA and looking at people like that,
right?
And who would I go out for? I'm gonna let you start with this.
Put me on the spot. Me, Adam Cole, baby.
Oh, yeah. Adam Cole.
Adam Cole. Yes. Having him in NXT, have him in Nakamura, he could go with anybody. And Adam Cole, I've watched him because I've been watching Ring of Honor for long because it was on Fox when you didn't have cable. It was easy to watch Ring of Honor.
Yeah, it was on Fox.
Is it still
watch,
on Fox?
Yeah, it still went way up to like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Morning.
See, I can
Saturday and Sunday night on Fox.
Well,
yeah,
see, I can stay up that late. I mean, no, but.
Speaking of Ring of Honor, we got some huge news that was announced today by Kelly Kelly. I'm going to announce here in a few minutes. Kevin Kelly. What is it?
You called Kevin Kelly.
Okay, Kevin, I apologize.
There's a huge difference.
I'd love to have Kelly.
I'm pretty sure
I
can find you.
So, we'll talk about that in here in a second. But,
wow.
So, Adam Cole.
Adam Cole for me. That's definitely...
Young Bucks.
If I was...
Young Bucks for Jonathan Miller. Which they've been trying to get the Young Bucks. Garrett Grady.
Did you see the story? Apparently AJ talked about it. I don't know if it was on a podcast or if it was on a news article, but they ended up with AJ went to the Bucks before he went to apparently Gallows and Anderson.
Yeah.
And the Bucks were like, we just signed 2 months ago. And he was like, darn it. Because he wanted the Bucks to come out with him on Raw like the next night.
Yeah, and then they just signed a new 2-year deal with Ring of Honor.
Yeah, he's like, we're sorry, Jim, just signed 2 months ago.
Mine?
Yeah, let's hear yours.
EC3.
Oh,
this guy right here has reinvented himself. He went from NXT from being really nothing to NXT. Yeah,
Derek Bateman
to being nothing. He had a few good segments on NXT. You know, the generic show they did on the Sci-Fi Network.
Yeah. NXT in Florida.
And but I mean, he created EC3. Ethan Carter III is fucking badass. He is over. The fans love him, and down there in Orlando. They just picked up Chris Hero again.
Right.
So, I mean, EC3 would get over as good as Chris Hero, I think. Maybe not as good as Chris Hero, but he'd get over.
And
because that Rolando crowd, you know, they're wrestlers.
They do. They're very passionate. And then being right there.
Of course, you know, they wouldn't let him use the name Ethan Carter.
No, he'd probably come back.
Which,
again,
who knows? Because, you know, Dixie Carter has nothing to do with wrestling anymore, so maybe they would.
That was actually a really good question. And when he sent that, I thought, you know, if we can't fit it in, you know, I was like, save it for next week, call in. But he's putting his son to bed, so hopefully he.
So if you had to pick a female, I mean, because right now there's rumors going around that WWE's thinking about doing a women's division like they have with the cruiserweights
Mine's easy. Taylor Hendricks. I love Taylor.
Taylor Hendricks.
I love Taylor Hendricks. She
sells photos like hotcakes.
Yes, she does.
I did a show
a couple of years ago with Taylor down in, what's it called? The Girls Fight Show with Madman and Pondo's event. She was a sweetheart. She really was. Yeah, Taylor would be a good one. Mine's Velvet.
Yeah.
Mine's Velvet.
Yeah, that
I
was
love
a silly
question.
Yeah, you've wanted Velvet.
I've wanted
WWE
Velvet
for a long
and WWE for a long time. It's just as bad as everybody else is. Well, folks, I'm going to go ahead and announce something. And hopefully, we will have this problem fixed by the first of the month. Right, Jonathan? We're going to have it fixed, right? We're going to have it fixed. I am very proud to announce right here on the Chain Man Wrestling Podcast Live, February 2nd, Thursday, we're going to go to a new time. As well, we're going to go to 7 because, you know, my wife has to be at bed. So we're going to move to a new time, first of the month. And our first guest is going to be former Ring of Honor World Champion, former TNA Tag Champion, the American Wolf, Davey Richards, is going to be on the podcast. So you're really looking forward to that?
I am definitely. When you told me, I was like, oh,
yeah,
nice.
You kind of... I am a fan.
David Richards, big fan, and he announced. I think
he announced his retirement.
This is his last year.
I got some revenge for Davey Richards, and I'm gonna let Davey know next week or the first of the month why I got some beef with Davey Richards. It happened at an independent show It would happen in 2015 at a outdoor event, and Davey will probably remember this, but we're going to discuss that. And then next week, hopefully we can get Rocky back on board and Gary back, because Rocky had a good feud with Davey Richards. He beat him for the 605 Heavyweight Championship. He defended the ASW Championship against Davey. So we're going to have some good questions for Rocky when we get him on board. We're going to get this fixed, folks. I promise you. I'm sorry we didn't have a guest tonight. To be honest with you, I didn't think we were going to have a guest anyways, because at one point Rocky did tell me he had to work tonight, and he didn't know what time his break was, and I apologize for him, and I apologize to Gary. I'm actually going to call them after the podcast and to apologize to both of them. I'm going to tell them it's all Scott's fault.
That's right.
It is not my fault, damn it.
Oh, so you didn't get Lita pregnant there, Shinsky?
No, I didn't get Lita pregnant. Who got Lita pregnant?
It wasn't Lita. Okay. It was
Gene Snitsky, yeah.
Yeah, was it Lita and Gene Snitsky?
Oh, the Kane segment.
Yeah.
Not my fault. It was Snitsky. Yeah. So it was not my fault that I was late. It was Scott's fault.
I was here on time.
You were here on time.
I was here on time.
So we still got a while. We're going to talk some more. Right now, if we can, we're going to take a few minute break. And tonight's show is being dedicated to Jimmy Superfly Snuka. We're going to do a 10-bell salute for him right now in memories of Jimmy Superfly Snuka, and we're going to talk about some favorite moments coming up here on the Chan Man Wrestling Podcast on Blog Talk Radio.
That's plain to see. So shine.
live back on here, so it's not been the best show.
No, it.
we've got spaces in audio. We've had that they couldn't hear us, but I can hear them on the live feed. So we've had all kinds of fun tonight.
It's been crazy.
Episode 3.
Episode 3 from hell.
Episode 3 from hell, but we
so
appreciate it.
So much for third
everybody.
Time's a charm, huh?
Johnny,
second time was the charm.
Yeah, second time. Yeah, last
time
was great.
Third time, everything just went downhill.
Maybe we should have Ron Mathis as a guest.
Yeah. Anyway. that's the best thing said to them all.
Maybe.
On the internet.
Yeah.
So, we're like I said, folks, we're gonna get this fixed. And again, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. We're just discussing this. We had all kinds of technical problems. We last week we had about an hour and a half to get set up. We do this a little bit different than everybody else that uses the Blog Talk Radio from ProWrestling.biz. We do it a little different than what Greg DeMarco and them does. So we're going to fix this. We're going to have it fixed by next week, and we're going to try to get Rocky and them back on board. If we can't, that's cool. We'll figure something out, but I really want to get them on. And again, folks, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. Jonathan, he apologized. Scott, he's not apologizing yet.
I didn't do anything.
He's the heel on the podcast.
I didn't do anything.
I hate this because this show was dedicated to what you saw on the graphics. It was dedicated to Superfly, Jimmy Snuka.
Right.
We lost a good one. Another
we
one.
Did.
Too
we
early.
Did.
And me and you were talking earlier today about how the bullshit that's going around with the whole
trial
being brought back up and all that crap, and the family having to go through this. And something that happened 20 years ago should have. I mean, if you're going to bring it back up, it should have brought up 20 years ago, man. 19 years ago.
I mean, they had it brought up 20 years ago, and they let him go.
Yeah, he was, you know, and again, he got, you know, dismissed with all the charges. I don't think he did it. I don't know. I wasn't there. But
I didn't. I'll be honest with you, I don't really know the whole story.
Who keeps going?
Chelsea just did.
Hi, Chelsea.
Stop hating on Sean.
Stop hating on Sean. Sean Michaels, a heartbreak kid. We'll talk about Sean. We can do a segment of Scott hating on Sean Michaels.
I don't hate Sean Michaels.
Chelsea versus Steph. There's WrestleMania. Book that.
I didn't mean to call.
But I don't hate just because I
hear us.
The least they can hear us. I mean, at least you know they can hear us getting aggravated. Me trying to.
We get feedback from everybody during the show. Then when we have a cluster frank of a show,
everybody's listening now.
So by the way, we're calling her right now. So, are you mad that we're hating on Shawn Michaels?
Yes, I'm mad that you're hating on Shawn.
So, this was a live Skype call that we just brought up here. Well, so folks, you finally heard something today on the podcast. So, yeah, my co-host, Scott Gibson, he hates Shawn Michaels. So, what do you think about Scott?
I'm actually a fan of Shawn. I'm not as big a fan as...
Whoa. All right. We are getting off here, folks, with Chelsea here. So it was great. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for keeping up and listening.
Yes, this is our number one fan.
At least we got a fan,
yes. So we appreciate it. And
listen to next week. It'll be better.
It'll be way better. Last week was good. This week has been a train wreck. It's like Amy Schumer type train wreck of a joke.
So how'd you like we put you on the spot? Did you like that?
She's
gonna
be
like, I'm
gonna
kill you.
Hi.
Oh, he even video chatted her.
Yes, yeah, so, yes, we know people we understand people could hear Rocky and Gary. We apologize, but we could not hear them. So they talked about their show themselves. So that was good.
At least they promoted their show.
Yes, at least
they that was the main part of this.
Yeah, there she is. Hello, Chelsea.
All right. Good, Chelsea. We're gonna let her go, but it was good that you know thinks she's listening. And
thank you for listening, by the way.
Yeah, all of the craziness that is happening here.
So we'll talk about ASW in a second.
We should really talk about ASW.
Yeah, we need to plug it in.
Yeah, go ahead and hammer home. Even if
we're going to end that segment with ASW, but we're going to talk about Kurt Angle too.
ASW,
yeah, we're in the show. So Kurt Angle, we brought up Kurt Angle. He got inducted in the Hall of Fame. And what's your thoughts on this, man? Overdue?
It is long overdue. I understand his contract situation with TNA is really what prevented him from being in the Hall of Fame probably 5 years ago when he retired, but.
He never retired.
Yeah, well,
he's still wanting to be active.
He said
he's not done, even being inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, even if it's a one-off, I can deal with it because Angle is literally one of the best wrestlers of all time, arguably one of the best wrestlers of all time. So yeah, I put arguably in there so I wouldn't get any mean comments.
That means people can actually debate.
Yeah, I hope for that. But when you look at his accolades. 3-time WWE champion. And he almost has more accolades than the entire 2016 Hall of Fame class.
Yeah.
Combined.
You making fun of Sting?
No, I'm not making fun. I'm just saying.
No!
But, granted, we
can't. Why? Because he lost against Triple H at WrestleMania, jackass!
No, but we can't put in his TNA.
Shawn Michaels gave him that damn super kick and it broke my heart!
Because, as far as WWE is concerned, Kurt Angle hasn't wrestled since 2005, so we can't really put his accolades.
Whoa, no. He just wrestled Kurt last year. He wrestled Bobby Lashley
Not according to WWE. They don't. TNA doesn't exist.
He's wanting WWE to recognize his matches in TNA, though.
But if they do that, then they have to do it for Styles. They'd have to do it for Sting and Rude.
Oh, they have with Styles. Have you not seen Stone Cold's podcast?
Well, I saw Stone Cold's podcast.
With him and Styles?
But. Other than that, they don't show any video of it, which I think there's
They don't have the right. They show photos.
I think there's legal issues with that. But
so
you think about his accolades.
I think he had more better moments in TNA.
More better.
More better, yeah. That was a better group. He had more better, my God. He had better matches. I think this has been a screw-up podcast. This is the worst podcast ever. So, this episode literally has been.
It's a train wreck.
It's fun
for me. It has been a fun podcast.
Carlos doesn't understand the stress yet.
Yeah, he doesn't understand
the
stress.
Not yet. I'm sure it'll hit.
We got video Skype going on here, and by the way.
And I still got questions, and I'm.
So hopefully, we'll get to them next week. Like I said, I hope that whatever happened this week does not happen next week. I get all the. Audio issues resolved because last week it worked pretty darn good.
Yeah, and Jonathan Miller and his crush girl that he has right there.
Did I have to go like everything on our Facebook?
Yeah, we I heard about that.
Oh.
So, all right. So Kurt Angle, I'm really excited. He is now the second person to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame and the TNA Hall of Fame, which not many people recognize as the TNA Hall of Fame yet because
it's
really not been.
But
what do you want, Chelsea? You want a Shawn Michaels figure?
So you've been offered a Shawn Michaels figure.
Yeah, they got the new Shawn Michaels pop vinyl figure.
Oh,
yes,
the
new Shawn Michaels pop vinyl. I'm already on the lookout for that for her.
It don't come out until February.
It'll come out until February.
Oh, hold on, pre-order. Hold on, where's Amazon?
No, it's a Walgreens exclusive.
Walgreens exclusive with Kane. Yes,
yeah.
Kane and Shawn Michaels.
Kane from his return and one of his 10,000 returns.
Yeah, his 10,000 returns. But I'm very excited for Kurt Angle being inducted in the Hall of Fame. And I hope he does have one more match in WWE.
Match.
And I want it to be against AJ Styles. Because I believe the fans that never saw AJ versus Angle in TNA, they miss out one of the best matches they'll ever see. And Angle can still go.
And it's not just one. They had classic matches for years.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't even just one match. I mean, every single one of their matches were great. Every single one.
And let me tell you something. You know, Kurt Angle's not in the best shape. He's in a lot of pain. Everybody knows it. But Ric Flair and a bunch of people said it. You know, when that music hits It's like Kurt Angle has the energy and he's ready to go, man. He's ready for war. And
I liked on SmackDown when they played his video package and you can hear the music. He can even hear the fans.
You still remember doing the You Suck,
and that was great.
Let me tell you what. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm gonna tell you when they showed his Hall of Fame package video, I got a little emotional.
Because,
you know, you grew up watching Angle, and I was really excited for him. Everything he's been through. And he did so much for West Virginia when we had that coal mine incident and down in TNA, and Eric Bischoff and all them came down, and he donated thousands and thousands of dollars to it. And I'm very excited for him being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. And then we've also heard rumors that the female inductee this year will be no other than former WWE Women's Champion and Divas Champion, Beth Phoenix. So what's your thoughts on that? Everybody thought it was going to be Chana, which I don't think it's going to be. It's going to be a while before you see Chana.
Yeah, I'd say it's going to be a while for her as well. I'm actually a fan of Beth Phoenix.
I was too, and she's such a sweetheart. I met her at the she did an autograph signing for the National Guard at the Town Center Mall, and she was really, I mean, she sat and she talked to her fans for like 2-3 minutes, didn't try to rush them off or anything like that. She's a sweetheart.
No, I mean, I never have a chance. I don't get to go out and
yeah, because you're boring.
I am boring, but I
mean, we're gonna get him. Scott Gibson, I'm putting him on the spot. He will be at ASW next Friday.
Yes, so if you are a fan of mine,
if he's not a fan of mine,
come and say hi.
At the ASW merch table, which I work at, and I have my own section set up there, we'll actually have a Chain Man Wrestling logo or Chain Man. Well, we always have Chain Man Wrestling. Chain Man design, but we'll actually have a Chain Man Wrestling podcast logo set up. So Scott will be there. And
I'll sign autographs.
Yeah, he'll sign that.
And I won't even charge you for him.
Yeah.
I just got to work on my signature. It's getting legit right now.
Whatever. That makes you happy, my brother. But
I take the joy in the little things.
Exactly. So we still got a half an hour, but we're going to end the podcast here soon. Because we had a little delay, so we're going to give you guys a few more minutes of hearing our beautiful voices, because who doesn't love hearing me?
Yeah, unfortunately, which is good, because, you know, we both have faces for radio, so that's...
I have a face for TV. What the hell are you talking about?
Let me
tell you why I have a face for TV, because I use Rooster's Crow beard oil, handmade in West Virginia, okay? Yeah, Marsha needs to give me a few bucks.
Yeah, shop locally, by the way. Don't stop going to Walmart. Shop locally.
Yeah, homemade. My homemade. So,
what do you think you are, Don West?
I am Don West. Don West said I can be the next Don West. And I have been, people called me that all the time in ASW because of all this merchandise I've sold for Gary over the years.
He's a DW of ASW.
I'm the CC of ASW. Yeah, Chris Chandler.
Yeah. mine sounded better. You're the DW of ASW.
Yeah, so, yeah, true. ASW. Speaking of ASW, I'm so excited. Next Friday night, Madison, West Virginia, at the Madison Civic Center, ASW Broken Resolution, featuring one of the best tag teams of all times.
Arguably.
Better than the Rockers. Better than Shawn Michaels and Triple H. Better than the Steiner Brothers. The Hardys are coming to ASW.
Yeah, the Hardys are great. Absolutely. There's no denying that. I'm actually looking forward to it. Because if I plan on going if I get to go. This will actually be my first ASW show. I believe this will be my first.
Yes,
I've been to XMCW.
Yeah, we've been to plenty of XMCW.
But
we did a little training with Alan. I did a lot of training with Alan. You did a little bit. Thursday night trainings.
Little.
By the way, if Alan Lynch is listening, hi from Florida.
He moved to Florida?
Yeah, he moved to Florida.
I used to live in Florida. It's a great place.
Nah, it sucks. He needs to come back, and take over XMCW. No offense, Brandon. But ASW Wrestling Broken Resolution. It will be tonight. The video was posted on Facebook. The ASW Tag Team Champions will face the TNA Tag Team Champions, title versus title. The Hardys versus Mathis and Rocky Rage, which our fan right here called him last week. She called him, what'd you call him again?
Rage and Maniac.
Rage and Maniac.
I remember.
He's got a good memory here.
Yeah, because that was a really good t-shirt.
That would be like a good Hulkamania yellow t-shirt. You know,
yeah, like
saying?
The Ultimate Maniac. They had
exactly. So, yeah.
Change up the lettering a little bit so you don't get copyright infringement.
Oh, no, you can, no, shit. You know how many people. So, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. All tickets are just $12. And, folks, you got till Monday to purchase your tickets via PayPal. Contact Gary Damer on ASW Wrestling's Facebook page. Or contact me, and I'll hook you up with Gary. And we'll get you taken care of. What you got going on this weekend, man?
Well, apparently I got ASW on Friday.
Not this weekend. That's next weekend.
Oh, this weekend. I ain't got nothing this weekend. I got the baby, so probably do nothing.
Do nothing.
I got to work, so...
I gotta do that too. I'm gonna sit around and drink some more Chanwisers or Steve Wisers or whatever you wanna call them. So thank you to. I would like to promote that, but I'm not gonna promote them until they can write me a check that says.
No more free promotion.
Unless
it's like ASW. You
know, unless it's Rooster's Crow beard oil.
We gotta give out the promotion for ASW. We gotta give it out for the local guys because that's really what our main. Focus here.
And again, folks, we apologize for everything. We will get everything fixed. And what's that?
I'll try something else. I'll be working. I've got a little pet project I'm gonna have to attend to.
So we're gonna end it with Jonathan Miller giving his thoughts on ASW Wrestling next weekend.
Oh, great! You let me in the show because it's been such a train wreck. That tells me something. But anyways, guys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I've just stolen the circus intro. But I want you all to come out to ASW in Madison, West Virginia next Friday because it is one of the biggest shows ASW's done since they started running, almost 11 years ago, as Chandler hisses into the other microphone and messes up everything I say. But yeah.
Yes, I did that.
And I hope that we have a good show and we don't have any of these technical difficulties that we've had.
And by the way, I just want to let everybody know, Jonathan Miller is our sound guy for ASW. So if we have this kind of problems like we did today for next weekend, hopefully we don't. But hopefully Thursday we don't have this problem next Thursday, which we will be set up. We'll be at our new time on first of the month. But, yeah, man, it's been pretty cool to, you know, actually sit around and just bullshit around, though.
Yeah, it actually has.
We need to do the mic thing like this a little bit more. We can just toss. Yeah, I stole the mic.
Since you guys stole both of the mics. But it's been fun. It's just like three guys just hanging out, talking.
I'll eventually hook up my own mic because I've got other mics with me out in the car. And I've got enough audio now to run a small studio like a total channel.
Everybody knows they like hearing Jonathan's voice.
Maybe we can start a band.
Yeah, we start a band.
Really crappy band.
Really crappy band. Hey, you know, okay, I got a fan here on the Skype. Was the podcast that bad?
It's probably bad.
Thank you. Yeah, I know, right? She's sucking up to us. But you know, again, folks, we apologize for everything. Next week we will get the technical issues fixed, and I believe everything in Jonathan Miller. And it's been fun.
Another Thursday. It has been fun. I wasn't as nervous this week as I was last
week. Yeah, last week you were a wreck.
I was.
So we got you through the icebreaker. Now we've got you through all the technical difficulties we had the first week.
Right. So now, week four is going to be a good one.
Week four is going to be like sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah. Even if we don't have a guest, we'll go over our review and stuff like that, a homework review.
Take some fan questions.
Yeah, we'll actually do some fan call-ins and see if everything works. Jonathan Miller will go home tomorrow and get to working this weekend to fix this problem.
And if anybody has suggestions for new segments, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, we.
New segments, guests that you would like to try to get us on. And by the way, I had just put a deal together with a booking agent.
I'm going to give him a shout-out right now, Steve Stasiak at bookprowrestling.com. We are working on some wrestling guests to be booked up for this year and the next couple months. We are working on getting formerly known as Adam Rose. He's back on the indie circuit after taking a little break as Kruger. That's right. He killed a bunny, yo. He killed a bunny. The bunny has been dead. And the party time has ended. Yeah, it's more ego, baby. So maybe we'll get some pretty cool guests lined up for, you know, we're working on the Rock and Roll Express. That's gonna be a fun one. I love Ricky Morton. Ricky Morton's like one of my, I just love Ricky. He's great. Let me tell you, I got a story about Ricky Morton. How long do we got?
Technically, we
got 20 minutes. Ricky Morton is one of the funnest. Have you ever met Ricky Morton?
I have not.
Oh my God, you're missing it. Jonathan will tell you, he is one of the funnest persons you will ever meet. It's like he walks up to you, "Hey man, how's it going, brother? It's been a good week, man. How's it been going with you?" "I'm doing pretty good, Ricky." "Yeah, man, it's a good week out here. Weather's pretty shitty, though." Yeah, it could be 100 degrees. He'd have to disagree with the weather. And but we were at a show. And I'm going to bring this up to Ricky when we have him on. And we're going to have Big Al on here very soon. So we had Big Al. And Ricky Morton. No, I'm just going to wait till we have Al on. Okay, this is a to-be-continued story with Big Al.
This is a teaser for whenever.
Yeah, this is a teaser. Because I don't feel like I should out Al on national
radio.
Yes. By the way,
the internet, 50 million people.
By the way, the people are listening. Big Al is gay, and we're cool with that. we're really cool with that because you know Scott over here, he likes to, man too. Oh, that's your brother Zach.
Where did that even come from?
No, we're just kidding around, man. We're just trying to kill some time, man. We're just all joking around, and we got Jonathan over here. Jonathan Miller. How's your relationship life going? You know, I knew somebody single.
I did too.
Wrestling podcast is
I have been told this is, by the way, tonight's Chain Man Wrestling Podcast is presented by FarmersOnly.com. I can't think of one of those sites.
FarmersOnly.
eHarmony. Yeah. I haven't been on one of those sites.
eHarmonyMatch.com.
Yeah, well, see, I have been married for 8 years, so I haven't been on one of those sites in God knows how long. And when I met my wife, it was MySpace, so.
Oh, yeah, MySpace, yeah.
And then this one on Facebook.
People never know like how hard it was to pick a MySpace layout, you know?
Oh, good Lord.
And then you got the
option. Oh, my God, I hated picking. Yeah. That was the coolest thing, though. MySpace made it look like a website, and that was really cool. And now, you know, it just sucks.
Yeah.
Now I can't get on mine. I forgot all the shit.
Yeah. I'm Ashley Madison Chandler.
Nothing. So we're just bullshitting around for the next 20 minutes. You know, this is cool, you know.
I gotta get to work. This is why we end at 9:30.
Yeah, well, okay, we are ending. So thank you for putting up with us here at the Chain Man Wrestling Podcast. Again, I'd like to thank, of course, myself, Chain Man Designs, and
Chain Man on the internet. Find Natural Scott. Find me.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter. Guarantee you I will not respond because I don't even remember my password or the email that I used.
And I promise you, next week we'll get everything fixed. And if we do, I will sing a song for you.
No, you're not going to sing a song. We're going to play everybody out. Since we played the
That's
movie,
right.
We're going to play everybody out with Jimmy Snuka.
Jimmy Snuka right here on Chain Man Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah. Super, super, super fly.